pantheism, spiritualism, and free love. The theory that God is an essence pervading all nature is one of Satan's most subtle devices. It misrepresents God and is a dishonor to his greatness and majesty. Pantheistic theories are not sustained by the Word of God. They gratify the natural heart and give license to inclination. The theory that God is in essence pervading all nature is received by many who profess to believe the scriptures, but, however beautifully clothed, this theory is a most dangerous deception. It misrepresents God and is a dishonor to his greatness and majesty. And it surely tends not only to mislead, but to debase men. Darkness is its element, sensuality its sphere. These theories, followed to their logical conclusion, sweep away the whole Christian economy. They do away with the necessity for the atonement and make man his own savior. I have seen the results of these fanciful views of God, in apostasy, spiritualism, and free loveism. The free love tendency of these teachings was so concealed that at first it was difficult to make plain its real character. Until the Lord presented it to me, I knew not what to call it, but I was instructed to call it unholy spiritual love. As in the days of the apostles, men tried by tradition and philosophy to destroy faith in the scriptures, so today, by the pleasing sentiments of higher criticism, evolution, spiritualism, theosophy, and pantheism, the enemy of righteousness is seeking to lead souls into forbidden paths. By spiritualism, multitudes are taught to believe that desire is the highest law, that license is liberty, and that man is accountable only to himself.